Good morning, and welcome back to the Man Cave. Well, last Sunday, Tim spoke about the current state of All Saints and how the lockdown has changed the way that we worship together as a church community. And he mentioned that several groups have been unable to gather either in person or online. They've just kind of ceased altogether, like the toddler groups and Oasis, for example. And now we're entering a season where we have to discern as a community how and when do we start offering some of these services again? And will some ever start back up again? But how we do church may never look the same after all these restrictions are removed. But I just wonder if we're spending too much time maybe focusing on how we do church. Like, what sort of services should we have, or who should our services be serving? Because it seems to me that we struggle to imagine that church can be so much more than whatever services we are doing. Because we are the church. Church isn't something that we can just do, it's who we are. I mean, no one ever says, "I'm doing human." Like, no, that just sounds dumb. Like, everything I do is because I'm a human. I eat, I sleep, and I don't say when I'm going to bed, "I'm going to go do human." No, I just say I'm going to bed because going to bed is what humans do. And even if maybe one day the stones of our church buildings just crumble, and maybe even one day services like this will just become a distant memory, like they'll no longer exist. Even if those things happen, the church itself will never cease. Because the church is the community of people who are in Christ Jesus. So if you are a follower of Jesus, then you are a member of the community that is the church. Church is who we are collectively. It's not something we can do. And in Matthew 16, Jesus said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." And if Jesus is building his church, then it will continue to go on with or without us or our services, because he is building a community of people who will follow him. So, if the church is a community being built, formed, and shaped by Jesus, then shouldn't our main concern, especially in times like this, be where is he leading us? Because we no longer know exactly what to do, how to be and act as the church. So please, let's try to take our eyes off of our services and what we can do for a while. And let's consider the fact that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ. We are a community of people who have heard the call to follow Jesus. And that is so much more important and defines who we are so much more than anything we could ever do. So, this has just kind of been a long introduction to a new and very timely sermon series, looking at one of our core values, which is exploring. Because we believe that we are a community that has been called to explore. Explore these ideas of what it means to be the church. Explore the works of the Holy Spirit and try to discern what God is up to and where he's leading us. And as part of this exploring, makeup of who we are, we believe that we are a community that's being led by the Holy Spirit. So what does it look like to be led by the Holy Spirit? Well, in our Romans and Galatians reading this morning, Paul describes this inner tension that those who walk by the Spirit experiences. He said, "For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do." And I think one of the common ways in which we can tend to interpret Scripture like this is to view the Holy Spirit as sort of a moral police, so to speak. I mean, and Jesus did say that one of the works of the Holy Spirit will be to convict the world of sin. So we can read something like this and view the Holy Spirit as being a God that continually but lovingly nags us at and likes to point out our flaws. But I hope this isn't your view, because if it is, then it just means, well, you're going to be crushed by trying harder and harder to live up to this God's standards, or you're going to just turn your back on this God and admit that you can't do it and you don't even want to attempt it. Either way, if this is how you read Scripture like this, and if this is your view of God, well, it's not going to end well. But don't worry, because God's not like this, and you shouldn't interpret Scripture like this in that way. Because there's no whiff of the gospel in it. And an image that has really helped me recently is seeing Scripture like this that points out that inner tension between spirit and flesh in a more gospel-centric way. Well, it goes way back to the creation story, the story of the fallen man. In Genesis 3, after Adam and Eve had eaten the fruit of the forbidden tree, they instantly knew that they had done something wrong. And the Bible describes their response like, all of a sudden, they realized that they were naked. That doesn't just mean that suddenly they thought, oh man, I'm naked, I better go put something on. Like, no, this is describing that moment of shame and humiliation because of their weakness, the weakness of the flesh. So they cover up and try to hide from God. And isn't that still kind of what we struggle with today? You know, we like to gather together in our Sunday best, but not really our true selves. But, well, back to the creation story. So the Bible then describes God searching for Adam. So God's first response after man's first sin was, Adam, where are you? So God sought after Adam at his moment of weakness. So it's not sin and weakness of our flesh that doesn't separate us from God. In our weakness, we turn our back on him, and we don't want to face him as we truly are, as our naked selves with nothing to hide. But that's precisely where God wants to meet us, not to shame us, but to embrace us and empower us. Like this morning's reading, you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption of sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. So this is what it looks like, to the best of my understanding, to be a community that is led by the Holy Spirit. It starts from the place of weakness. We are a community of people that recognize that we are helpless on our own. We are weak. We are easily tempted and influenced by whatever the world tells us. And oftentimes, we even look an awful lot like the rest of the world. But the greatest gift that we've been given because of our weakness is the Bible. Because it not only describes our weakness, but also describes a God that meets us in our weakness and seeks to do great things through us, just as we are. Now, one of the more practical ways in which we can be a community that is led by the Spirit is also by listening to one another. You know, because I assume that the Holy Spirit is at work in you just like he is in me, and he's revealing more things about himself and about me, and I'm assuming he's doing the same through you. So we need to listen to one another. So, I'm going to attempt to do something in the coming weeks that I hope will work as a platform for us to try and discern where God is leading us as a community and reflect on the ways in which we engage in mission. So I'm working on a podcast that will be for the people of All Saints. You know, just thinking and praying through some of these issues, like what it means to be the church and how do we discern our mission as a church and so on. So my prayer is that these episodes will raise questions and start a conversation that will prevent us from doing church the way that it has always been done, but rather collectively seek where God is leading us as a community. So be looking out for some more information on this. I'll be sending it out pretty soon. So, yeah, well, as a close, let me just close with a quick prayer. Lord, thank you that you meet us in our weakness. And instead of shame, we can experience empowerment and love. And thank you for all the ways you work in us and through us. And thank you in advance for wherever it is you may be leading us. Amen.